Says Joe Brown's in the building. 323-646. 323-646. Welcome, Judge. How are you?
Greetings, ladies. Glad to have you today. And I think
we talked about
before last, didn't we? Bannon House, I believe, was doing something and you were on the board.
Okay, I can barely hear Judge Joe Brown, but Judge Joe Brown, first off, I have to stop and just bow down right now to the king. You know what, Judge? Let me tell you, I just want to scream and holler because you are the man. Listen to me. My family love you. My mother loved you. My father loved you. My sister, Diamond, she loved Judge Joe Brown. My entire family adore you, and they appreciate you for being real. So I just want to say thank you. I am excited to be here talking to you. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you
for
your hard work.
So
I was
you
saying,
promised me a scream. Wait, Judge.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
There
Judge
we go.
Brown
now
is
I can
in the
that.
House. Yes.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. You're very clear. Thank you.
I had these headphones on in reverse fashion, so the mic was in the back. Look, Bannon House the other day. You were on the board, I think, and we were briefly commiserating, but that was interesting. That was you, wasn't it? I couldn't really see because I was standing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so anyway,
that was me. I'll come on right out
the
Bannon House. Mm-hmm.
And you know something else, speaking of which, with this clown they've got in the Oval Office right now, you know, I was the last, well, not the last, but I was the judge that Fox had for their mock or moot proceedings on Hunter Biden's laptops, plural. There are three of them, not just one, as you hear in the media. And we had and interviewed the repairman. There is some dangerous stuff on there, and I'm not talking about all that porn stuff. Hunter Biden fancied himself a porn star and was trying to get into that. But discounting all of that, there was some stuff very dangerous to national security that this crackhead had access to. And from what was on the laptop was freely distributing. One of the things that I am thinking about when I look at the Ukraine is how much of what we see going on there is driven by Joe Biden's efforts to bribe his way into being dismissed in multiple counts of a pending Ukraine indictment. Under Article 6 of the Constitution, wherein treaties are part of the supreme law of the land, we have some with Interpol and directly with Ukraine that require the two of us, Ukraine and the U.S., to collaborate and cooperate in the apprehension, detention, and extradition of criminal elements, specifically including those who have been indicted by either country. And Biden, as revealed by the unredacted copies of the indictment the Ukraine Supreme Court released in November 2020, has multiple counts in that indictment charging him and his son with bribery, extortion, subornation of perjury, subornation of treason, and a number of other interesting felonies. Now, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says president and vice president may be impeached and, if convicted, removed from office for three things: bribery, he's indicted for that; treason, that's defined in the Constitution, which is another thing, and it sets forth the type of proof and how many of what and which you have to have. And then the third category is misdemeanors and felonies committed in office. Now, he was a vice president, but the Democratic-controlled House returned a set of articles, relative to the second round of impeachment proceedings against President Trump when he was no longer holding the office. So with that precedent set, they could just as well go after Biden for being a vice president. Now, there is a great hubbub about Trump having declassified documents, but as discussed in, let's see, U.S. Department of Navy versus Egan, E-A-G-N, 1987, circa thereabouts, the President of the United States can declassify anything he wishes to or classify anything by any means he chooses to use. That meant that everything he had in Mar-a-Lago, per se, he made up his mind to keep it for historical purposes with an earnest apprehension that a lot of things might be destroyed by the far left or the new administration. He removed them, but he's the commander-in-chief and, under the Constitution, the chief diplomatic officer of the country, so he can do what he wants when it comes to classification. But now, that stuff in Biden's garage and other places was removed when he was a vice president, and the vice president has no such constitutional authority, none at all.
No.
So it's interesting when you look into the juxtaposition of what's going on, and we need to look at those documents to see if they dovetailed in with what we saw on those laptops in terms of the email communications. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody could easily wind up in jail, and contrary to the flip the script crowd, it wouldn't be Mr. Trump, it would be Mr. Biden and Mr. Biden Jr. Now, that said, we have another problem.
Oh, Lord.
And it's this. At the end of World War II, it developed that the outside of Germany entity that provided the most volunteers to the Wehrmacht, that's the German army, to the Waffen-SS, that was the militarized component of the Nazi Party, and to the SS, came out of Ukraine. And singularly, that contingent is responsible for sending more Jews, more gypsies, more vagabonds to the extermination camps than any other single group outside of Germany. At the end of World War II, they did not get subjected to the Nuremberg trials because Comrade Stalin said that was not going to happen. So Nazism maintained a secret clandestine hold in Ukraine for a long time. It surfaced after Ukraine as part of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, that is, the Soviet Union, was granted independence from Russia and became a separate state. Now, a lot of the leadership in Ukraine right now has a published history of either being Nazis, Nazi supporters, or sympathizers with the Nazis. And Nazi, by the way, is only an acronym. It's in German, and what it stands for is National Socialist Workers' Party. And that might be a moniker that could apply to a certain very socialist-leaning party we have that's very active in the United States and seems to be at the height of its authority right now. And we look at the similar characteristics between that party and the National Socialist Workers' Party in the early 1930s when they curtailed freedom of speech, freedom of expression, started putting in place draconian laws allowing official government entities to oppress people and control their thoughts, or try to. And we have the same thing. We have two bills pending in Congress right now to make it federal criminal offenses to disagree with or contest the published outcome of an election. And in the last I checked, and I have a political science major on the books from UCLA, is that over the last 240 years, the third most popular bone of contention in American politics is whether or not there was a valid election. And as a matter of fact, we have an active legislation, an active law called the Confidence of Elections Act of 1877. They had some problems then, and what came out of it was a piece of legislation that says if it is determined that there is a lack of public confidence in the outcome of an election cycle, Congress, that's the House and Senate, shall appoint a 15-member committee, five from the House, five from the Senate, five from the Supreme Court, presided over by the Chief Justice. The breakdown into five would be determined by who controlled what particular chamber. They would have a minimum of 10 days to do an independent audit of the election results, and if necessary, take such additional time as is appropriate to making an accurate and confidence-inspiring return. So that, by the way, was the next item on the menu, so to speak, January 6th, and all of this storm insurrection of 180 people, which is a small little disturbance in actuality and in the context of American history, is supposed to have been this fiendish uprising. But it's a classic example of propaganda flipping the script. Now,
that's right.
I'm a creature of the 60s, and when we talked about a riot, we talked about 10, 15,000 people. You know, a small one was 1,000 people getting unruly. 180? That was just somebody jumping around yelling on a sidewalk. So you want to see the percentage of the population that was involved, take 180 and divide it by 360 million and see how many decimal points you have.
Mm-hmm.
So with
mm-hmm.
this propaganda that we got with the 1-6 committee in the House, which was a complete waste of time and taxpayers'
and money,
it had nothing.
That's right.
Yes, and it had nothing it could accomplish because it cannot return indictments. It was just a debacle, and now I hope the script gets flipped back on them because they did some wrong. I mean, they were going around hollering about defund police while participating through Act Blue, which is an official affiliate of the Democratic Party, in BLM's fundraising, where to this day, if you go on their site, it says one-third of every dollar goes to their affiliate, LGBTQIA+, one-third to Act Blue, which is the Democratic Party fundraising entity. And one-third to BLM, I guess, so they can buy upscale properties on the West Coast and spend out six-figure incomes to themselves and their friends and relatives. So, yes, we need some investigation, but it needs to go the other way around because there is some un-American activity, particularly as it is juxtaposed on their efforts to suppress the First Amendment. And by the way, January 6th, doesn't the First Amendment says the right to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievance shall not be, etc. And it's been long held that that petition does not have to be in writing. It can be by voice, and the assemble, et cetera, part is said to come together in protest demonstrations and marches and such like. So We also have long-established constitutional law, which says if there is an otherwise lawful assembly, and some out of that assembly attempt to or behave in a fashion that breaks the public peace and order, you cannot hold everybody responsible unless you can show beyond a reasonable doubt it was the concerted intention and effort of the individuals proceeded against to, in fact, incite a riot, a disturbance. So
that's
you
right.
can't do that. And it was a complete waste of money. It has improperly educated mass numbers of young American citizens on something that is wrong and against our laws. And that kind of stuff is reprehensible, and I put it in the same category as trying to groom children by bringing in these harlot-looking creatures that want to try and be full women and look like madams over a New York brothel or a New Orleans brothel from 100 years ago. Now,
we have gotten
way out of hand. Thank you for your work and resistance.
Judge Joe Brown, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you. Thank you for that great history lesson. But let me just say something as far as January the 5th goes. You are absolutely positively right. And right now what we have is what I call political prisoners is what we have there. They're not going by the Constitution. And I believe what we saw happen on January the 5th was what I call an entrapment. These people was entrapped. There, because like I said, if this was like an insurrection, why would MAGA supporters want to go to the Capitol to overthrow the government when President Trump's administration was the government at that time? Okay. Most definitely. And then to want to charge American citizens for going to the Capitol. Now, first off, the Capitol is the people house. We, the American people, pay for the Capitol, okay? That's American House, not Nancy Pelosi House, not Chuck Schumer House, not Mitch McConnell House, not Kevin McCarthy House. It's the people house. And if we feel like something's gone wrong and they're supposed to be working for we, the American people, we should be able to go up there and show our grievance towards them. Okay, now let's talk about one more thing. A lot of these individuals have been charged with trespassing in America House. All right, they're going to jail. A lot of them are being locked up because they trespassed. They said they trespassed in America's house at the Capitol, even though a lot of the doors was open from the inside. So if the doors are open from the inside, to me, side job. Next. You got these doggone illegal aliens crossing our border openly every single day, trespassing in America's house, on America's soil, not even being arrested for it, okay? But American citizens, you want to arrest American citizens for trespassing at the Capitol? I find that very, very, very disturbing. You want to arrest American citizens saying that they were parading, interrupting this and interrupting that. Now, let's think about this. What about the people that scaled the walls? You know, you have to have skills in order to scale a wall. How do they know how long the rope needed to be in order to scale those walls? You know, just think about everything. And then why won't they release the footage? Because they know it's going to change their narrative. Okay, especially with what I saw go on. I think that it's time for Pharaoh to let my people go. All of these January 6ers, these political prisoners, need to be let go. They need to be freed. They have not been given due process. And we have a constitution that's supposed to protect these people. Where is the constitution at? The constitution is supposed to be working for the people. But unfortunately, we've been seized. We've been seized by somebody. Okay?
Did
and if Jim Crow Joe Biden, he ain't nothing but a puppet.
Did you see what happened? That happened all for 3 years in Chicago when night after night we had these Antifa and BLM clowns rioting in Chicago, the people coming in from outside, they kept getting released, either ROR or on low bonds, night after night, right back. Nobody said anything. But we have fewer people involved in this, and now it's supposed to be a national crisis. And by the way, what was done about the members of Congress who were not going to and from Congress, were not involved in debate, but were outside of their states attempting to agitate that kind of behavior? Why was nothing done to them?
That's right.
You see, we
As far as I'm concerned, they were
in,
they were a part of it. As far as I'm concerned, they were a part of it. Yes, they were a part of it. When I see these people, especially our elected officials, when I see them stand by and allow American citizens to be railroaded, as far as I'm concerned, you're part of it. You are part of this road system that is railroading America. You're part of it.
Yeah, and the point, too, is this. All of these people that did all of that in Chicago and Seattle and other places that just kept getting bailed out of jail, and they wound up with multiple repetitive offenses, they didn't go to jail.
Mm-mm.
And the chamber was open. It had not been closed. It was an open process that is right along with the historical antecedents of American law. And, of course, ignorant as we are these days, we fail to grasp the realities of the American historical scene. And we are unaware of duels being fought in Congress with weapons, swords, fist fights going on between congressmen and their supporters. All kinds of things have happened in and around D.C. And we only have to go back within the living memory of a lot of people still left alive like me and remember some of the more interesting little anti-war protests in the 60s. Or now why they have these barricades around places after 9/11 and some other moments that scared people.
A lot of times they want to implement fear into people because a lot of people are unfortunately unlearned. Or ignorant to our rights that we have here as Americans. So you have people that like to pull a wool over people's eyes and say, okay, we're going to do this. But see, if you have nobody to fight against this that they're doing, then what happens before you know it, you think that that's law, you think that that's right, when actually it's breaking the law. I mean, just look at, like you talk about Chicago and all of these other different places where they burnt down a lot of these different communities, okay? There was fire going on, bricks being thrown through the windows. Who put the bricks there? Nobody's talking about that.
Oh, Antifa. You can go on BLM site and you can see it. They say, we organize and provide transportation and communications for protests and demonstrations. That's what they were doing. When you sent money into BLM, you were financing people setting up these things, piles of bricks here and there, so no construction going on, but convenient, neat piles of bricks a few days before something was going on. Why did no one go after these folk?
Well, because they were
a
part of it.
Exactly. It's not a difficult thing to prove a case like that. I know I've been working in this field for 50 years. So why did no one go after them? See,
it's
but
very,
that
it's
you
disturbing.
Said it. They're part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of it.
Yeah, even down to when you talk about Congress, how, you know, when you want to contest an election and what Congress is supposed to do, you know, I really feel in my spirit, they really did not want President Trump. That's why all of the cheating that was going on, fraudulent activities that was going on, it took place back November the 3rd, 2020. They did not want President Trump. That's why they shut everything down so that they can go in and stuff the ballot box and do everything that they needed to do to select Biden in there.
Well,
okay?
You know
and,
what it
and
is?
I believe, go ahead.
You know what it is? It's a continuation of something that he started more than 50 years ago. They're trying to make it a unisex world.
Mm.
And I'm sorry. There are boys and girls in this world. They aren't all the same. And
that's
they
right.
want to tear down the fabric of society in order to make it that way. Because mm-hmm. that's the only way they can get away with it when in the process of all that confusion until they have brainwash the youth by repeating over and over and over and over what they want them to hear. And that's a sickness.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. See, they done hijacked the alphabet. They done hijacked the rainbow. Okay? God's creation. They done hijacked that to try to make it their own, to confuse the masses. You know? And that's why I ask, where is our pastors at? Where are our leaders at? Where's the church at? You know, I had to go to Sunday school, and they had to teach me certain things. They taught us certain things, right? Where are they at in the midst of all of this? And it seems like our churches even have went under, and they've gotten scared. I guess that 501c3, you know, they want to keep that to be, you know, tax exempt, evidently. But where are they
well,
at to teach?
It isn't 501c3. They want it to keep flowing into the collection plate and play pulpit pimps. Not all of them, but too many
Whoa.
Of them. I haven't heard a sermon in 30 years about sin. It's all been about belief and nothing about behavior.
Hmm.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. But then
and
when
see,
I see a lot of the when I see
it.
A lot of the parents. When I see a lot of the parents going along with this foolishness, when I see the parents taking their little children to these nightclubs where grown men are dressed up as women in these clubs, and I see the parents taking it, it's like our country is going backwards.
Well, the parents don't know how to be parents. It's trendy. Remember,
Ooh.
You don't have to work at it. You go get you somebody you might want to marry. The first time you squabble, you file for damn divorce. And then you go back out there, you're stuck with children, no daddy around and no mama around, whatever in the devil the situation may be. And everybody thinks it's more important instead of trying to find out what's going on in a family, what they wind up doing is they get trendy. I don't study, but I like to watch, and this seems like the thing that everybody's doing, so I guess I should do it for my children. It keeps them so they're not prejudiced, and that's so horrible to be prejudiced against anyone, so I will take them and let them be read to by these freaks who will lure them in so they can make them part of their own sickness.
Mm.
Or I think it's just fair to these boys who want to be girls. No, it's not, because if you've
mm-hmm.
got a swinger and some bouncers, then you're supposed to be ready to die to defend everybody else. That's the way to cop out. And by the way, they don't have periods. They don't have menopause. They don't have to go through 9 months of pregnancy and delivery. They don't have to nurse. They don't have to be of that particular way to handle children. So, no, you don't get to claim to be a girl and go participate in full contact sports where you can beat the girls up because you're a punk. No.
That's right. That's right. And see, the last time I checked, child molestation was illegal. Pedophilia,
yeah,
I thought that was illegal.
Yeah, but they're trying to make it legal. They're trying to make it legal. And I'll confess, in 10 years they did this study, I got reversed partially 4 times. One of them was for giving this pedophile who tried to rape an 11-year-old afflicted stepchild. I gave him all I could, which was 25 years. The state Supreme Court said they didn't think it was a worst case, so they reduced it to 20. Now, I detest pedophiles. I've been a playground director, a school teacher, a professor, a Boy Scout master, somebody that has seen how badly that can mess somebody up. I've had clients. I think I must have dealt with clients or defendants or parties in front of me. Somewhere, I think we counted up one time about 15, 20 years ago, it was somewhere around 85, 90,000 people. And there's so many of them that have problems because some pervert messed with them.
That's right, yeah.
And anybody that attempts to push that sickness as normalcy is an enemy of the people. They don't need to hold public office.
Mm-mm.
They do not need to be anywhere but in a mental institution or in intense therapy if they haven't hurt anybody at that point. Just
but see,
disgusting.
When I look at what's running our country, if you ever want to know what's going on with the body of people, check the head. But when I look there in the Biden, at Biden, and I look at his administration, that's all that's in there. You know, when I look at Biden, I'm so sorry, you all, when you walking around as a grown man and you're sniffing on children and you in pictures and in video and you're smooching on little girls, what does that make you? Okay?
Well,
and people need to call it out for what it is.
Let me say this. I was in Wilmington not long ago. It was a debate with somebody that was trying to speak at something the public library up there had that was supposed to inspire young men to get active in their communities, and he was in there telling them that young men are a failure. They should step aside and let the girls save the community. They don't even need to try, which was stinkingly ridiculous. But he got to defending Biden.
Did this idiot say that?
Yes,
idiot
he did.
Said
now,
that? Oh, Lord.
He said that, exactly. But the thing was, is one of the women, grown women in the audience, came up and confided with me afterwards. She said, you know that SOB in the White House when he was a senator. I was a 15-year-old girl. And I was invited to sing at a local country club. And I thought I did well, and people were coming up congratulating me. And this pervert, Biden, walks up, hugs me, tries to stick his hand up under my dress and feel my behind. And I'm sitting there just like in shock. Who's going to come save me? And she said she ran into the women's room and threw up. She was made so ill by the vile contact.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
and see, with them pushing this, Josh O'Brown, they pushing this down, trying to push it down our throat. See, they are okay with it because they are it. You see what I'm saying? When you look at the sun and you see what's on the computer, I mean, it tells the story right there. We see it on video. We see it in the pictures. We see it all throughout the administration. And everything that this regime focuses on is something dealing with sex, somebody's sex. And I'm just telling the truth about it. I'm just telling the truth about it, and I'm being real about it.
And we have something else new, too. To set the stage, you have recognized organized religions. You have Judaism, you have Islam, you have Christianity, you have Hinduism, et cetera, et cetera. Get to Buddhism. There's no God in that. it is a secular thing that relates to a system of philosophy, okay? That said, what you have is another religion that matches that. It's called LGBTQIA+. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to make it the secular religion of the United States. You go to D.C. and you see those kind of banners hung from federal buildings and the streets painted that way. You go to an American embassy or consulate anywhere in the world and you see an American flag and under it a rainbow flag. You don't see a six-pointed Jewish star or the crescent moon in the star or the cross or et cetera, or Buddha, but you see a rainbow flag. By the way, that's illegal. Technically, nothing is supposed to be flown under an American flag but a state flag or a military flag or a flag of a nation with whom we have diplomatic relations. But they put the rainbow flag under it, and I've been sent pictures where the rainbow flag is bigger than the American flag. And they push it on the children. You can't teach religion, remember? You can't have a nativity scene in town hall, but you're supposed to have a rainbow flag flying over the doorway. You see? You can't teach a religion in school. You can teach about one, a lot of them. You can teach a general course on religion. But they can teach LGBTQ. Now, the other thing is I'm not downing homosexuals. They got a right to do what they want to do in their bedroom, get their freaks off. Hell, that's a business. But here's the difference.
What's the difference?
LGBTQ is a cult. It is like this. One of the people I knew in Hollywood said this. He said LGBTQ is like this. He said, you know, you remember who Reverend Jim Jones was? I said, yeah. He said, well, it's like all Christians did not support Reverend Jim Jones or drinking a lot of Kool-Aid at a large church picnic in Guyana, you see. Or if you're Islamic, you don't support Al-Qaeda or ISIS just because you're Islamic. He said, just because somebody's gay doesn't mean they support that cult. Because lot of them have negative memories about how they got the way they were because some of the people that cult embraces, some of those sick perverts, those pedophiles, those groomers, and all of this other kind of stuff tried to turn them out. Now, we always had the cross dresses, you know, like you got your peaches or your plum fairy or whatever who used to dance in the clubs on ladies' night, you know, 40, 50 years ago, and everybody took them as amusing freaks. But you did not have anybody trying to teach that in schools, and boys didn't hit girls. Now you got it approved. If he claims to be a girl, he can get in a boxing match and supposed to be reserved for women and break all of them up, put two of them into a coma, and fools applaud it. You
or
got
go
this
into
well.
A girl's
he
bathroom.
Wants to, yeah, or he wants to play, and he can't make it as a boy, so he makes himself look girl. Well, if you can't make the varsity, sit your behind in the stands and cheer. And will you cheer, have on some pants, damn it, and a sweater, and throw the fine cheerleaders up in the air when they do tricks instead of you wearing a little tutu skirt and bare legs and try to high kick like you one of them?
That's right. Now, you're right about that, sir. That's right. And my beef with the whole deal is implementing the children, indoctrinating our children into your foolishness. Now, you could be what you want to be. Like you said, you could be what you want to be, get your freak on how you want to be in a privacy of your home or in your bedroom. But when you implement and bring our innocent children in the middle of all of this, now I have a problem with that. Because, see, they may call it just somebody being friendly. No, this is called straight-up pedophilia. This is called sexual harassment This is called child molestation, and we got to start calling it for what it is, period.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. It is disgusting. Wow. You know, Judge O'Brown, we can keep talking about this subject for a long time because I am truly against men trying to act like women. I always say, you know, what I am for is my chicks that's legit, not these chicks that's walking around here with sticks. I try to keep it clean for the audience. But here's the deal. Don't act like me. You can't be me, and I'm not trying to be you as a man. I'm not trying to do that. Okay, there's some certain things that women go through that men, you will, if you go through some things that women went through, you would be like, thank God I'm a man, period.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't like nobody trying to intrude on me. You know, don't think that you can act better than me. It don't work like that, and that's not how God created it. That's not how God designed for it to be. Now, you be who you want to be because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave. This is the United States of America. But don't intrude upon me as a real natural born woman. That's my beast.
So. Oh, no. Yeah, I get that 100%. You're right. It's,
mm-hmm.
And then you know what the men have to do that you women shouldn't have to do? The Titanic is going down. And there aren't enough lifeboats. You're supposed to say, ma'am, you and your child have my seat. I'll drown mm-hmm. with the ship. That's what it is to be a man. But you see, we even back on the real Titanic, we had some people that wound up disgraced for the rest of their lives because they put on skirts and tried to escape like they were women.
Well, look at what's happening today in the military. Look at our military right now. When I saw some photos of some of the people dressed up and some of the men dressed up like women, I'm like, I don't think I want that fighting for me. They're going to be having hormone problems, taking these hormone pills.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Hey, how about the People's Republic of China, their army?
Yeah.
2 years ago in January, implemented a man-up campaign to rid themselves of that effeminization that was seeping out of the West.
Wow.
I found that fascinating to watch it. And Russia already had that. So Russia hasn't been in a fight in a long time. They've got two generations come and gone, and they are learning how to fight again. And they make pretty good fighters, and I noticed the propaganda that's associated with the Ukraine where they keep talking about the Russians are losing, but they're kind of being ruthless because their loss rate looks like World War I, which was pretty bad, or
mm-hmm.
our Civil War, and that they're willing to put up with that and learn and say, maybe one of the reasons we have so many problems right now with our equipment deficiencies is you're spending too much on it, cutting off balls and swingers. And
leaners. I got what you're saying. I got it totally what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the midst of that Ukraine thing, I also think it's some type of money laundering going on.
Trying to keep Russia from selling gas and oil cheaper than the American already oiled down ripoff artists do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, so it's interesting. And the other thing, Putin is getting a lot of traction in the rest of the world, but they ignore it here. They're saving the world from a resurgence of fascism / Nazism. So nobody wants to listen. And I just say, hey, how do resurrect some of those social media postings they did, same crew you love now from a few years back where they've got all these swastikas, tattoos prominently
mm-hmm.
displayed. Let's see where they are. Come on, show us your tats.
Mm. Well, you know, my deal was this. My deal was this, sir. You know, we were energy independent under President Donald J. Trump. when Biden got in, he did an executive order to stop the pipelines, right? But now you want us dependent on Russia oil, on foreign oil. But they tell us that these people are supposed to be our enemy. So how is it that you are in bed with the enemy? It just do not make any sense to me.
Well, here's the where it makes sense, the ripoff. You see, by federal law, here's the deal. For every barrel of imported oil that goes into the U.S. oil reserve, the importing or the sponsoring oil company or the oil company that's selling the stuff on consignment gets $5 extra per barrel over the market price, whatever that may be. Also, there is a rule that 5 to 25% of all imported oil has to go into the oil reserves. Now, there's enough already in the reserves just on the main island of Oahu in Hawaii to run the U.S. economy at 150% of the current rate for the next century if we never pumped another drop. But you see, every time they import oil, 5 to 25% goes into the oil reserve, so they get an extra $5 per barrel, which is an enormous price. They also have conditioned the public to their propagandistic lies, saying that the Middle East has raised the price. Well, okay, let's say the Middle East raises the price, which really isn't the case because we sell, well, our oil companies sell it for them on consignment, and they already get 10% of whatever the OPEC countries get. So they're part of the operation. They aren't paying that. But in any event, when OPEC, let's say, raises the price of oil, the oil subject to the increased price arrives in the U.S. a minimum of 6 months, more often 14 months after it is pumped out of the ground at that price. So you have oil that hasn't even gotten into the pipeline, but U.S. oil companies are charging the public the new prices that do not reflect what they actually paid for the stuff they were refined.
Wow.
So it's a total ripoff. The other thing that is really obscene is that we have started granting what are known as biological patents. And that means if you make a biological discovery, let's say you come up with discovering a new plant species or something, or you breathe a new strain of some kind of something alive, you can get a patent on it. Well, the problem is that fossil fuel required an ancient bacteria to turn it into oil, usable oil. And the problem was that it was supposed to be extinct. But thanks to global warming, they discovered that the stuff was alive and well in some Canadian lakes. Somebody discovered that, patented it, sold the patent rights to the oil companies, and they're sitting on it. And basically what the patent reveals is if you took this newly rediscovered fossil bacteria and you took a field of garbage and you infected the garbage with the bacteria and you waited 6 months, you'd have what you needed to refine into oil that would burn quite nicely in an internal combustion engine. But, of course, we don't get advantage of that because they sit on it. So it's a wowee whoopee-doo thing, and everybody makes profit, and billionaires are made, and billionaires get to be more billionaires, and we suffer, and we get chumped off, and we can't even keep a job because there aren't that many to go around. And somebody with the bright idea says, okay, we can use the jail cells as a human warehouse because there aren't enough jobs to go around. Let's get rid of the surplus labor. And meanwhile, we can use them to scare the hell out of everybody who's worried about getting ripped off. Walking from carport to front door. Oh, we got a pretty thing going here. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. You know, I say that, you know, while Americans are actually getting dry raped with no lubrication, you got these people taking our wealth, ripping us off, and giving it away to all of these different countries. So let me ask you this, Justin Brown. What are your thoughts about Biden? He wants to hand over American sovereignty to the World Health Organization. I heard that they're supposed to be having a meeting, I believe it's February the 27th, to vote on this. How is that even legal for him to do that?
Well,
I thought it was illegal.
It's not quite what that way. What they're operating under is this. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution says that our government shall respect and enforce the law of nations, unquote. All right? The next thing, in they're trying to make that the law of nations, okay? Now, the next thing, we talked about this a little earlier today, Article 6, ratified treaties are part of the supreme law of the land. So they want this ratified so it will become operative. And the interesting thing that has never been resolved about that is the Constitution was ratified in 1789. The Bill of Rights was not ratified until 1791, 2 years later. So what happens is that arguably a ratified treaty might be construed to be on the same level as a constitutional amendment. So if they can get that in, you've got a way of getting around some of the inconvenient aspects of the Constitution and its Bill of Rights that gets in the way of the far left. Now, 55 years ago, I had a Russian professor emeritus from the University of Moscow at UCLA, and this woman used to pontificate that America was in grave danger of becoming a fascist nation, not from jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping uniform thugs, but from, as she put it, pink panty-wearing, long-haired beatniks who would gladly impose the great worst aspects of fascism on you to protect you from yourself.
Oh.
Because they don't trust you, and they resent the fact that you can operate in, as she put it, an exciting environment.
Wow.